opportunity. I thank you very much, prayers of the Lord. I pray, Lord, for you to speak the truth in your word and this may be uplifting in our hearts, Lord. Pray for this day in Jesus' name. Many years ago, we were in Westlock, Alberta, about 14 years ago, here in a Baptist church. I was going just to be for Vera. The relationship was there. I was unsaved at the time and hadn't read through the Bible. But the men of the church had asked me if I wanted to go on an ice fishing trip with them, so up we went. And we proceeded to go fishing. That night, about six or seven of us, we were around the dinner table, a bowl of chili after a cold February day on the ice. One of the old timers asked me, who is my hero of the Bible? And like I say, I was unsaved at the time. I hadn't read my Bible. I had no idea. I said, Jesus, I guess. For the sake of that. So we kind of chuckled and everybody else had their answers and they were so confident on it. So anyway, years later, after the Lord had worked in my heart and I was made anew, I began to read. And after about 6 or 7 months, I read my Bible cover to cover. I'll admit it was a tough read and there was so much that I couldn't understand. But the Lord works on our behalf and gives us an understanding. That's why it's important that we have our teachers, preachers, and as many characters of the Bible to study. So I now know my hero. It's King Josiah. Although there are many, the story of this boy king really gets me stirred. So if we could open the 2 Kings 22, we'll start there. It's a lot to go through. There's 4 pages in my Bible, King Josiah. So I've just picked up some of his boldest acts as kings. So if we want to open 2 Kings 22, and also we can open to 2 Chronicles 34 and put a bookmark in, because we'll be going back and forth through the books. So 2 Kings 22, 1 and 2. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jediah, the daughter of Adadiah of Bosheth. And he came, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in all the way of his father, and turned not aside to the right or the left. So Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. Let's get a visual here. Do we have any 8-year-olds in the Christopher? No? How about Rosie? You want to come up for a minute? So you're 8. You being 8, what do you like to do? Yeah. So if you like playing, maybe you'll like this. So we're gonna make you Queen of a nation. Okay? So, you're the queen of a nation. So, as queen, what would be your first decree? That means your first order of business here. Your first command to the people. What you have them do? Bring me my gummy bears. So anyway, like I say, 8 years old, just a child. So 8 years old, Josiah begins his reign. The last two kings had not been good ones. Amon, who reigned for 2 years, took over from his father, Manasseh, who had the throne for 55 years. So for 57 years, the people had been ruled by kings whose acts were evil in the sight of the Lord. That's almost a generation. A lot can happen in 57 years. So 631 BC, Josiah takes the reins, so to speak. Over in 2 Chronicles 34, 3-7, I read that. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was, excuse me for a second. I have to wear reading glasses. So in the eighth year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after God, David, his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and from the groves, and the carved images and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence, and the images that were on high above them he cut down, and the groves and the carved images and the molten images he break in pieces and make dust of them, and stowed it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burned the bones of the priests upon their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh, and Ephraim, and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, where with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graves, breaking the images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem.
He's heard the book of the law. He's getting an understanding of
what needs to be done here. We're back over in 2 Kings 22, 13. Go ye, inquire the Lord for me, for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of the book. To do according to all that is which is, to do according unto all that it, which is written concerning us. There's a lot to read, like I say, I'm just kind of signing up. After hearing what the book of the Lord says, Josiah repents and boldly commands his priests, scribes, and servants to pray on his behalf. There is a prophecy of blessing from Hodiah, Huldah the prophetess, in 2 Kings 22, 15 to 20. And she said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Tell the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, and all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as the touching words which thou hast heard, because thy heart was tender, and thy has humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against him in this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes, and wept before me, I have also heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace. Thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And it brought the king word again. Like I say, there's a lot that I don't quite understand about the Bible yet. There's some readings that are beyond me, I guess you could say. I'm just a young Christian. I might not be a theologian. But the Lord does give us understanding and helps us to interpret our Bibles. Next, we have the institution of the covenant. We'll jump over to 2 Chronicles 34, 31. So 34, 31 says, And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. So he has it in his heart to do what is right. Praise the Lord for that. 2 Chronicles 34, 33. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all the days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. So he's boldly cleaning house. As I said, there's a lot to go through concerning King Josiah, and I'm sure I'm missing a lot, and we could spend weeks, months studying this king. So we get to my favorite part of the story, 2 Kings 23, 16. And Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the altar and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed these words. So I just envision him standing high on this pile of rubble, surveying any spots of sepulchres and he proceeds to go and clean up that mess as well. Because here he doesn't just break them down and burn them, he these stones and into dust and into the ground. Boldly sets out to clean it up. The Passover is kept. 2 Kings 23, verses 21 and 22. So he's keeping all the commandments thus so far. 2 Kings 23, 21 and 22. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not holden such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the king of Israel, nor the kings of Judah. In 2 Kings 23, 23 and 25, but in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this Passover was holden to the Lord in Jerusalem, moreover the workers with familiar spirits over the wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the high priest had found in the house of the Lord. And like unto him, there was no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him. So in his 18th year, 18 plus 8 is 24. So we can kind of round it off. Do we have any 21-year-olds, 26-year-olds? Maybe we get you guys to stand up. What's on your guys' mind at your age?
Could have decided.
Yeah. Career? Marriage? The weekend off? Time to party? At 24 years old, this king is putting away evil. He's boldly doing that which is right in front of us in the eyes of the Lord. So the bold king in his time, he is known as the king of all kings. 631 years later, our true King of Kings will be born, Jesus Christ our Savior, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for him. Thank you for him every day. 2 Chronicles 35, 20 to 22. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, the king of Egypt, came up to fight against Charchemes by Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, what have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I have not come against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war, for God commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee for meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not. Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself, that he might fight with him, and hearkened not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at the king Josiah, and the king said to his servants, have me away, for I am sore wounded. So I think by this time that King Josiah was high on his horse, so to speak. Kind of battle, I think that would turn anybody. So he was high on his horse. This was not his battle. He had been warned. But in his boldness, he disguises himself and enters into the battle that would end his life. Like I say, I just love this story. It's all the acts that he's done and throughout his 31 years of reign, and he's taken over by the enemy. He's 38 years old. I remember 38. I was nowhere near where he was at his age. So anyway, that kind of brings me to the end of it here. So I nutshell, and like I say, we could study this for weeks, months, and might get more of a grasp of it, but it's a pretty powerful story. Over in 1 Kings 13, 1 and 2. Well, behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar into the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high place that burn incense upon thee, and the men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. So it was prophesied approximately 300 years earlier that a king would arise and boldly in the house. Thank you for this.